fact that they're not good at the minute. I think around 460, 470, maybe 480 if you're lucky with the bonus. But no, they're not good. And I always said I never like to see them coming under €5, the lamb price at any stage. Even I'd be saying 550 would be the lowest that could come at for to have any sort of an income for farmers at the minute.
All right. Now, when we look at the situation as regards sheep and compare it to that situation as regards cattle at the minute, it's very interesting to see that although farmers are securing a price of 380 per kg for steers and 390 for heifers in recent days, these significant moves have not been passed on by the factories. Why is that?
They haven't been. I don't know. The factories isn't just playing the game like with after the difficult year and everything with farmers. And it's always the same thing with factories. The farmers playing just were price takers. And they're not playing the game with us at all to give us any. You'll see with the milk dairy co-ops and all that, it's given, you know, they've increased the price of milk and they're holding up the price of milk to support the farmers. But the factories isn't doing that to support the farmers in the regards to beef or indeed to lamb. So we have met with the factories there back 2 weeks ago. Sheep delegation from the IFA met with them to discuss the prices. And we put all these points very strong to them, and they're going to look at even maybe doing something on quality assurance, they told us, and that. But they want to do it immediately because it's ridiculous the way the farmers have been treated right across the board price-wise.
I was just going to ask you about that. What are the long-term effects now on the low factory prices? What are the main consequences for farmers?
Well, sure, it's bottom line is income, isn't it? If the income and the factories and you're not getting a proper price for your produce, it's not sustainable and you'll not be able to keep at it. And that's the bottom line, and farmers will be going out of it. Look at the marts there. I've been at marts recently myself to see 190 cull cows being booked in, these suckler cows being booked in, and they're not being replaced. So, like, that's clear evidence that farmers isn't just able to make a living and they're not going to keep at it.
How hugely frustrating must it be for Irish farmers at the moment now when you compare the prices here to the price overseas and our nearest neighbours in the UK? It's varying somewhere between €200 per head. That's a significant amount of money.
It is, of course, yes. And being local here, I'm from Leitrim there, and you can see it go down to Fermanagh there or down as far as Inniskillen and into any of the marts down that country and see the price they're getting in the ring for their cattle. And come back up and see it locally here. Like, it's very frustrating. You're talking €200 a head at least for the same quality, the same type of animal. And it's the same, principally the same people as running the same factories nearly in Ireland and England, or a lot of them anyway. So it's just they're abusing the farmers. That's what I'd be calling it. That's it. They're just with total disrespect for the farmers here in this country.